upstairs for a while till we get in.
Oh, no.
For reappearance of him on his own, Salawat.
Allah, Allah, Allah,
Allah. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. As-salatu was-salamu ala rasulillah. Wa ala alihi alillah. ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أعداء الله من يومنا هذا إلى يوم لقاء الله أما بعد فقال الحسين عليه الصلاة والسلام الناس عبيد الدنيا إذا محسوا بالبلاء قل الديانون صلوات Dear brothers and sisters, in the beginning, once again, I would like to say condolence for the commemoration of the martyrdom of the grandson of Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. And we have condoled to Imam of the Age, Hazrat Hujjat ibn al-Hasan al-Askari, alayhi salatu wassalam, as he is present Imam. As I'm starting, I can see that the time is already passed, but inshallah, I will include my speech in a few minutes. As I've stated, one of the important saying while our Imam was traveling towards Karbala, in one of the sermons he spoke about the people, as Imam says, "Annasu abidu dunya." The people are slave of the world. وَالدِّينُ لَعِقٌ عَلَىٰ أَلْسِنَتِهِمْ. And this religion is just as a taste of their tongues. وَإِذَا مُحِسُّوا بِالْبَلَىٰ. And when they are surrounded with the trials, قَلَّ الدَّيَّانُونَ. Then there are only fewer people, those they can remain on religion. If we look first sentence, Imam has said, Abid annasu abidu dunya. Abid, that means a slave. You know the conditions and the situation of a slave. A slave is a person who does not have his own will and who cannot act with his own will. Whatever he has, that is because of his master. And however he is ruled, he has to obey. So in all his life, he does not have his own will while he is not going to become free. So that means a person who has given himself to this world that means to the desires. Then we look at the terms which are used as a dunya in Quran, as a dunya in Ahadith, that means the thing which is full of the desires, which is completely against the intellect of human being. That means a person who becomes slave of his own desires. وَالدِّينُ لَعِقٌ عَلَىٰ أَلْسِنَتِهِمْ. That is a very interesting point. That religion is just as a taste of their tongues. You can understand, of course, when we go and taste something, We put something on our tongue and then we throw it out. That means we do not indulge that. We do not put that inside. And it's not going to be part of our life. It's not going to be part of our body. But we just want to have a taste. And various people in various places, they want to have taste. While the people, they are in comfortable life, while they are living with all the facilities provided, or they are acting according to the religion, it's very easier. It is not difficult. Because over there, they can do that because they want to change their taste of their life. They want to have kind of satisfaction. To seek that satisfaction, they may practice some of the practices. In the comfortable life, we cannot understand someone that is he believer or is he non-believer. It is not possible. Because when this person is going to be in trials, إِذَا مُحِسُّوا بِالْبَلَىٰ, when these people, they are going to be surrounded with the trials. Trials, when we translate that, we can give example. For example, everybody in this world has some kind of problems in his body as well. We all have. No one can say that he is perfect in his body. If we all go to examine ourselves and we put ourselves in laboratory and ask the doctor, that can he check us? Doctors, they will definitely find some of problems in our life. They'll say there is a problem. Your heart has some of problems. Or your eyes has some of problems. Everybody would have a little problems. But while we are not examined, while we are not tested, while we don't go in the laboratory, until that time we can say we are healthy, of course. Everybody can say he's healthy. And he can feel he's healthy as well. And he's acting like an healthy person as well. Maybe he has very important problems in his life. And he's going through some of the sicknesses which may they can kill him. And that is why it is recommended that we should have some types of the tests in our life. Doctors recommend that you should take tests of an ear, that maybe if there is any problem that can be solved and it can be straightened in your life. This is interesting that in religious life we don't have any trial. Everybody can be called as a religious person. Everybody can be called Husseini. Everybody can be called a Shia. So being believer in this comfortable life where we have been provided all types of the blessings and facilities, wake up in the morning, go on the job and then come back. And then we have some types of session and then go back. So that is, if this is religion, then of course everybody can be religious. But can we think about ourselves that this whole life is a trial? We are all going through the trials. And when we are in trials, over there, we are going to be tested that how much iman and belief we have. Because it is said in the hadith, kullama zada imanuhu zada balahu. However, the faith of a person is going to be increased, his trials are going to be more as well. He is going to be surrounded with the trials. And in one of the hadiths, as the infallible has said, مَنْ أَحَبَّنَا أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ فَلْيَسْتَعِدَّهُ لِلْبَلَاءِ. Who whosoever claims that he loves with us, he has to prepare himself for the trials. Trials are part of our life. But where are the trials? What kind of trials we have? When we say that life is trial, then let us find that where we have the trial. You know, brothers and sisters, the trials of everybody are according to his subject and syllabus. Everybody cannot have the same trials and same tests. If I have a heart problem, and if I go to check my eyes, it's not going to solve my problem, of course. So my trial, it must be according to my need. Whatever I have, whatever sickness I have, I should take a trial for that as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also not going to put in trial the person who is not capable for that. But whatever, wherever we are, whatever responsibility we are going to take over there, we have the trial. Our trials are according to our responsibilities. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. It's actually depend on our capacity and capability. Whatever capability we have, we are in trial. So if I am going to be on a post over there, I will be trial. If I am going to be an alim, then I will be tried. This is my trial. If someone is going to have wealth, he has his own trial. Whatever he's been provided is according to his subject and syllabus. You know, when we go in school, whatever subject we are going to choose, according to that subject, we will be given exam as well. No one can have different exams. So it is not necessary that we be in Karbala. We be in a situation where the place is surrounded with all the trials. But in whole our life, we are surrounded with the trials. As Quran has said, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ. This is one of the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's it. Definitely, certainly we are going to put you in trials. But be prepared for your trials, wherever you are. Whatever job is being given to you, if you do not do that properly, surely you will be failed in your trial. So that is why it is necessary, brothers and sisters, to find our subject and syllabus. What is our job? What is our responsibility? What we have to do? What kinds of responsibilities we are given? Are we fulfilling these responsibilities? If we are, then we can go and pass this life as is it passes. Otherwise, we will be included in the first statement of Imam alayhi salatu wasalam, An-nasu abidu dunya. The people are only the slaves of this world. وَالْتِينُ لَعِبٌ عَلَىٰ أَلْسَنَةٍ. You see, when we put our life in practice, when we put all these beliefs in practice, when we clash with the other people, when we share with the other people, when we are dealing the people over there, our belief is going to be in trial. How much belief do we have? As according to the hadith of the Prophet, peace be upon him, he has said, أَفْضَلُكُمْ إِيمَانًا أَحْسَنُكُمْ أَخْلَاقًا. Dealing with other people, living within society, Prophet has said, the one who is best in his akhlaq, he is best in his iman. the preferred person in Iman, the most perfect person in his Iman is the person when he puts his Iman and belief in practice. The Salat, Namaz, which we recite, it's to make us humble, to make us more obedient. It is not a practice that we do and that's it. But the job of result of Namaz and Salat is going to be started after Salat. The fruits of fasting are after the fasting. And when we give the charity, the fruit of the charity starts after the charity. Those they have wealth, when they give this wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do they think this is their own wealth? This is their own property again? Or it is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We are in trial. When I have divided my money, that this is for khums, this is for sadaqah, this is for charity. After dividing, it is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not mine. I am not owner of that. Now if it is going to be lost in my hands, definitely I will be responsible. I have to pay again. So I am a trustee of that. But some people, they still claim, you know, after paying the charities, they think that they are owner of these charities. Because they have paid, and after that they feel that of course they must be shareholder. After paying charity, we are not shareholder. The shareholder is the person who put his shares and he wants to take interest from that. He wants to gain from that something. But when we give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we give it and then we don't think about that. That is Allah's property. That is Prophet's property. That is Imam Zaman Ajallahu Farajahu Sharif property. So our trials are according to our responsibilities. Let us think, brothers and sisters, if we are going to be surrounded in the situation like Karbala. We listen all the times, listen the speeches and go back home. Every day we beat our chests and we call Abu Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. Is that sufficient? Is that can be enough? No, brothers and sisters. There were plenty of the people, they were claiming they are believers. And they wrote letters to Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam. Over thousands of people, it is said, maybe he has received 30,000 letters or more than that. All those, they were claiming that they are believers. But when they came into the trials, most of them, they are failed. Let us think that practice in our life, that wherever we are, whatever responsibility we have, fulfill that responsibility according to the laws and obligations, that we can go to the big trials. It's like once I am in first class, then I can go to the second grade, third time I can go in third grade. So however grades are going to be up, our trials are going to be more as well. We can recognize our amount of the belief through trials. Whoever has more trials, he is more believer. Whoever is more comfortable, he is less believer. Because in hadith, this is the criteria. It's been said, kullama zada imanuhu zada bala'uhu. It is not possible that if a person, he is on higher level, in on higher grade, and university will say that we don't need any exam from him. Is that possible? If a person, he has filed himself as a PhD student, and from other side, university, they say that, no, we don't need his examination. If a child would have exam, a PhD student must have exam, because tomorrow he is going to have some important responsibilities. Dear brothers and sisters, faith is also the same thing. Faith has its own grades. Let us improve all grades of the faith, that we can get closer to Allah and the mercy of Allah, and then He can give us that trial. In that situation, are we going to be thankful for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Can we be in the place of Hazrat Zainab? Put yourself, O ladies, O brothers and sisters, O youth, put yourself in the place of that lady. After all these trials of the day, then she stands with the body of her brother, and she raised her hands. That is how she passed the trials. That is how it has been said that she is inheritor of the heritage of the prophets, and she is savior of the religion of Prophet, peace be upon him. At what she said, she still speaks with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying, Allahumma taqabbal minna hadha al-qurban. Brothers and sisters, these 2 days are the real days of the mourning of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn. Look at what kind of trial Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam did not have. Starting from the 7th of Muharram, the wet water was lessened in the tents of the Husayn alayhi salatu wasalam. That was beginning of trial. The second day, 8th of Muharram, again the children, they were finding the water. This is one of the trials of a believer, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen these personalities to bring the trials for them. But here there is a great trial for the personality of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn. You know, when there is somebody who is leader, any tragedy which is going to be received, that is actually tragedy for Imam alayhi salatu wasalam. He is the leader of all Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. If every child was claiming to be thirsty, that was trial for Husayn. If he had anybody martyred at that time, it was trial of Husayn alayhi salatu wasalam. If anybody was coming to ask him to go towards the battlefield, that was trial for Husayn alayhi salatu wasalam. Oh brothers and sisters, just feel that once when Imam Husayn alayhi salatu wasalam received his brother Abbas in front of his eyes, who was backbone of Husayn, who was flag holder of Husayn alayhi salatu wasalam, when he came in front of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn asking, can you give me permission that I can go? Ya Abul Fadl al-Abbas, As-salamu alayka ayyuhal muhami li Abu Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salatu wasalam. All salam upon you who was the great supporter of Sayyid al-Shuhada. Imam alayhi salatu wasalam has not given permission for the war. He just gave him permission. Can you go? Our children are thirsty. Can you go to the battlefield and take some water? But dear brothers and sisters, when his hands were chopped, And when he was hopeless that he cannot bring the water toward the tent, at that time he decided not to go toward the tent. Oh, brothers and sisters, there was the time when Abul Fadl Abbas, he called Abu Abdullah al-Husayn by saying, "Assalamu alayka ya akhiya, ya Abu Abdullah al-Husayn, my final salam to you, oh Abu Abdullah al-Husayn." And Imam, when he wanted to leave the tents at that time, he said, "Al-an in the Qasara Zahari." Oh Abul Fadl Abbas, you was backbone of my body. After going, when you left this world, now my back is broken. Now I cannot stand. Oh my brother, you was flag holder. Just look at the poetries which Imam has recited, those lohas which Imam has recited on the body of Abul Fadl Abbas. And Abbas was in great trials, brothers and sisters, from the beginning of the movement of Karbala until the end of the movement of Karbala. Let us learn from Karbala. Let us learn from Abbas alayhi salatu wasalam, how he has supported Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. We must make ourselves ready that we can support Imam of the age, inshaAllah. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raja'un wa sayalamu alladhina walamu ayyamun qalabiyan qalibun. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم إنا نسألك وندعوك بحق محمد وآل محمد، واجعل النور في بصري والبصيرة في ديني واليقين في قلبي والإخلاص في عملي والسلامة في نفسي والسعة في رزقي والشكر لك أبدا ما أبقيتني. صلى الله على محمد وآله أجمعين برحمتك يا رحمة الله.